Well, Steve, what a performance that was by your side this afternoon.
Well, we keep saying it, you know, we've been playing some good football. It helps when you get some good goals as well. But we're still improving, and we're in that period of evolution, aren't we? Where everything we're trying to do is make ourselves better, and, you know, we're putting into practice a lot of things, and some weeks they'll work and some weeks they'll be off a little bit. But I think today was simply stunning in the first half. I think for half an hour it was, dear me, it was scary how good we were for the level. And in the second half and spells that continued, and I think in another day we probably record the double digits here today in goals, but it was more about the quality of the passing and the moving and the link-up play, and the players played as they can.
Is that first half the best of your reign, do you think, here?
Well, we've had some super performances here, isn't there? So it's hard to say. I would think the quality of the passing and the moving is possibly as good as the fans have seen in many years. And when you get the goal to the end of it, you always get the recognition. I think we've done that in spells here and they'll win the football match. But when the goals go in, and really their goalkeeper is the difference, we've been another 3 or 4 today. So we're pleased, but we'll go back on the training ground. You know, we're missing some big players today, but we've added one or two that we're desperate to see play.
And we've spoken at times, haven't we, especially here at the New York Stadium, about your side dominating games, creating chances, just not taking them. You were clinical throughout today.
Well, we want to win matches at home, don't we, because that's where the bulk of our supporters are. They're at the New York Stadium, and every week we don't win a match or we draw a match. It's hard on them, you know, they pay their hard-earned money, and we never ever forget that. And I've said we've gone away in recent times and been dogged and determined and played exceptionally well, but if you can produce a performance as special as that in spells today, you want to produce it at home. And I thought the atmosphere from kickoff was outstanding. I think the supporters appreciated that we don't play a league game for 2 weeks, and I think they know that they've got some good players out there, and I've always said these players need encouragement, they need backing, because if it's them they're going to tell them off for a day or two, it's going to be me, isn't it? You know, they need everyone else to be very positive around them, and when we get that, you've seen some of the passing, some of the moving, some of the 1 and 2 touch. It really was stunning at times.
James Tavernier came in and slotted straight in at right back, had to play left back for a spell as well when Joe Scars went off. His performance today capped off with a goal. It just shows, I guess, that the hard work you put in last week has paid off with his signing.
Well, it's been more than last week. We've been trying for a while to get James here and to get Harris here as well. So it's and we got a sniff and a chink of light from Alan Pardew a few weeks ago that it may happen. So I've been patient and I've persevered and I've continued to ask the question. And I thought James was excellent in any position. He'd been both at right back and at left back, and he can play at centre back. He's very comfortable, but he deserved a goal, because I think the goalkeeper's had an absolute stunning save from him probably 10 minutes before when he's cut inside again. But he's a good player. But, you know, Richard Brindley paid a price today. He went out, didn't he, and sat on the bench and then came on. And I thought he came on and was excellent. And he probably shakes his head, because I thought he'd done very well at Coventry. But, you know, when you've got a lad that's come in who's played in the Premier League and he's played in the Europa Cup and he's played for Newcastle United's first team, that tells you you've got a lot of talent and a lot of ability. And we've watched him, and I've been sitting there for weeks just waiting for a Championship club to sign him and hoping that they didn't. And thankfully we've got him, but he was one of many outstanding performances today. There was a number we could mention.
Do these last couple of performances show a bit of, make it feel like there's a bit of justification for you? Because some people have questioned, I guess, Daniel Nardiello going out, but you've not let goals, have you? 7 goals in 2 games.
Well, I've said it many times. You know, Daniel and me never had a bad word, and I've got a lot of respect for him. But as a manager, you have to believe in what you're building. I get the chance to bring in Noah Dicko, and no disrespect to Daniel Nardiello, he's not Noah Dicko. And I got the opportunity, knowing that Harris was most likely going to be coming in, and I got that opportunity to bring those two in. So it was never a question for me. But of course, the supporters don't always know what you know, and you have to keep them under wraps in case, only for one reason. I'm as open as I can be with our supporters, but there's always a chance that someone will nick in and take him, because it won't be the first manager we've seen sign a player because Steve Evans has linked to him and they've never seen him.
I guess as well, now you've got your side settled, you've got your squad settled heading into this run now, you can't make any more changes. Are you as pleased as you could be with your squad at this moment in time?
Yeah, I think we're strong in every position. Obviously it helps if Mark Bradley gets back fit, and David Warrow has had a good couple of days in training, so It helps if Michael O'Connor gets fit. It helps if Richard Brindley gets fit, and Rob Muleson gets fit. And they're not, you know, they're not far away. So, you know, when we've got them available, it'll be a bit like last season when you, in the running towards the end of last season, we looked at our bench and we had real options. And we're not quite there yet, but hopefully shortly, if we get some of those lads fit, we'll look at our bench and we'll have some real options. But we're not finished. We'll be a far better team in the second half of the season. We'll add to the group in the January period if it's appropriate and right to do so. And I get every support here to do it. You know, I think my chairman went home on Thursday night with a little smile on his face because he offered me to spend a lot of money, and I restricted myself and didn't spend any. I brought in genuinely people that I thought, one, could improve us, two, that really wanted to be able to play for Rotherham United, whether it be short term or long term. And we wanted to keep our dressing room very focused and very positive. And we didn't want people here that mumble and grumble and take some days to work out whether they want to join you. Sounds a mumble and grumble, then mumble and grumble somewhere else.
What was the issue with Joe Scars today? He had to go off the field.
He just felt his hamstring tighten up. And the best news I can have is that Scars had come off and says, if it had been 1-0, I wouldn't have been coming off. So that tells you it's not a pull. It's probably a little bit of a strain. But I think that would be days. And I said to him afterwards, was a feeling in? And he said, no, it feels fine. So I think it was perhaps even rather than a strain, it might have even been a touch of cramp. But I'm not the medical man at this football club. I take my guidance from Dennis Circuit, and he calls the tune, so to speak, and he plays the piano and I sing to it.
Well done today, Steve.
Thank you.